main thing which we need is to have raw materials and mainly construction materials in order to give opportunity to our people, labor force, to do work, to earn money, to help, to support their families, and want to stop this dependence on humanitarian work.
Constantine Dabar oversees the provision of health care, education and community services to Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. He says that international aid has been allowed in, but that it isn't enough.
We are not living in a zoo just to be fed. We want to live as human beings, have our dignity, can work, can earn money, and we can help others even in other places of the world.
Dabar says he'd like to see other countries pushing Israel to abide by international law.
In fact, we encourage all countries to be friends to Israel. We don't want anybody to be against Israel. But usually a good friend gives an advice to his friend or her friend. We want to see that the international law is applicable everywhere, including Palestinian occupied territories.
Rafat Kassis is a Palestinian Christian and human rights activist. He says that Israel's punishment of the entire population of Gaza is unacceptable.
They are waging sanction against the whole people, forbidding them from work, forbidding them from access to education, treatment, medical treatment, in and out. So this is what's called collective punishment against the whole nation. You don't need to be an international lawyer to understand that collective punishment is something considered to be crime and crime against humanity.
In 2006, the militant Islamic group Hamas won a democratic Palestinian election. While both men are highly critical of Hamas's violent tactics, they say the international community's demand that Hamas renounce violence was never going to work unless Israel was asked to do the same.
They should, if they want to put some conditions on Hamas, they should put it in a way which is acceptable, like, for instance, accepting the international law, accepting the UN resolutions, but not to renounce violence, which they may renounce the resistance and recognizing the state of Israel and all these conditions, where Israel is not recognizing not only Hamas, Israel doesn't recognize even the Palestinian people. So these were, again, double standard conditions which affected the whole Palestinian cause. And we are still suffering from these, excuse my language, stupid conditions imposed from the international community over Hamas.
It must, though, be difficult for you, as a man of peace and advocating a peaceful, non-violent route for resolving this conflict, to see Hamas take a road of violence often in their attempts to gain an outcome that is satisfactory to them.
For me, I am for non-violence resistance. But again, I mean, we should look on both sides. I mean, Israel is not the peaceful country. I mean, Israel is not showering our cities with flowers, unfortunately. They are showering our cities, and look what happened in Gaza in 2008-2009, where more than 1,400 people killed, more than 350 children were killed. I am for non-violence, but this should not be only applicable to Hamas. This should be also applicable to Israel itself. And I truly believe that Israel is practicing state terror. What we are seeing now, it's more deterioration. We are jumping from one war to another. And this is the momentum. This is the momentum where worldwide people, individuals, communities, churches, governments should say enough is enough, and let us turn into a real peace process.